1933. Depression grips America by the throat. Two young inventors herald forth from the back of the comic pages a voice-changing gum for children to practice ventriloquism. The problem? That gum won't chew.
Gee whiz!
Say,
my voice sounds the same.
The New York State Court hears the case of the so-called Bubble Boys.
Sven Ingeborg, Henry Mossmouth, this court finds you guilty of deceptive advertising and fraud. You are hereby sentenced to 2 years hard labor and $5,000 restitution. And may I say, I purchased your gum in grand hopes that my voice would change, for I am cursed with this voice. So I hope these 2 years break your backs, and you know what pain you've caused the nation.
Jumping bail, these men take it on the lam west across the nation in the hopes of clearing their names and saving their necks.
Hey, Mossmouth, Ingeborg, you're not working too hard there on the rocks.
Well, I'm sorry, 193567, but Henry's fanning me, and I'm the one that's breaking the rocks, and sometimes I like to put care and thought into any work that I do.
If you don't break the rocks right, then what's the point of doing it at all?
The point of doing it is the people that break the most rocks get Saturday off, and we're on your line. So you better get to work.
Start breaking rocks.
Or we'll use your heads to break them.
Okay, all right.
Fine. Well, when I sweat through my jumpsuit, you're going to be the one that has to clean it.
That is not true.
We don't change or wash the jumpsuits, pretty boy.
No one's washing jumpsuits.
Oh, fine. Well, Henry, pick up that hammer there and let's get to work.
Okay.
Now I blame you for this. I want you to know that.
I accept your blame.
Good.
Hey, you idiots! Quit fighting and get back to work!
We weren't fighting. Sven was right.
I didn't hear what he said, but you guys...
I just said... Listen, Bev, is that right?
Yeah, it's Bev.
Boss Bev?
Yes.
Listen, Boss Bev, I just want you to know that Henry and I are innocent. And, you know, even if Henry's not innocent, I surely am.
We're good men.
No point in trying to convince me of that. That's something you can tell the judge. But,
the judge wouldn't listen.
Well, I'm not listening either, okay?
So
I don't really care if you're innocent or if you're guilty. You're here, and you're here to do a job.
Now, you know, do you ever think about Boss Bev? Like, what is here?
I'm going to stop you right there. It's not Boss Bev. It's just Bev. Okay? It's just Bev. Can you say just Bev?
Just Bev.
No, Bev.
BB.
It's Bev.
Short.
Boss Bev.
Compromise.
It's Bev.
You know, the world revolves around compromises, Boss Bev, so I'll call you BB.
All right, okay.
And if we're guilty and innocent as compromise, one of us should be let go.
And it should be me.
I agree.
Okay, you guys are a couple of idiots right now. I want you guys to quit talking to me and get back to work. You've broken about 2 rocks today.
Well, we had some questions that we wanted to ask you about these rocks.
All right.
Some of the rocks are not the same as the other rocks, and we didn't know which ones we should be breaking.
You know what I'm starting to realize? You two are about two of the stupidest guys I've ever met.
Do you think this rock has gold in it?
Okay. Like I said,
Do you think this is granite? Because you could use this
I'm going to really give it to you again if you don't shut up.
This rock looks like a little duck.
Okay. It does not look like a duck.
It does. This part's the head.
All
you're
right.
looking
you
at
You remind
wrong.
Me of my son, who's no longer here or with us.
Is your son a duck?
You know, he might be in his next life.
Oh, so you believe in reincarnations?
Who cares what I believe in, buddy? What I believe in is the fact that you two are going to get back to work, or else you're going to hear it from the back of my rifle.
No!
Ow! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Don't look at me like that. I swear to God, I will hit you right across the face.
Oh, I stopped looking.
Yeah, well, I was already in the motion.
Ah! What was that for?
Well, you're a team. I have to give him one. I got to give you one.
Ow! What?
Sorry.
Well, get me now, then.
Gah!
Ah, that feels good. Oh, that feels good.
Ow! Ugh! Ah!
Yes, that feels good!
Oh!
Yes!
That was with your rifle.
I know it was. That felt good, and I'm sorry. I feel kind of bad hitting you, because you kind of remind me of someone.
Who's that?
Someone that I actually love.
Someone...
Not you. You, ugh. You remind me of someone that I hate.
Yeah, I hate Henry a lot of the time, too.
I think that's probably a common theme with old Henry. But you.
I like you too, Boss Bev.
It's frickin' Bev. Just Bev.
Okay, sorry, Bev.
Apology accepted. Now you.
Yeah?
I don't know how I feel about you.
Well, what if I make you like me?
Impossible. Yeah, just the way you said that right there reminded me that that's going to be impossible.
Well, what if I put on a little show for you where I make this duck rock tell a story?
Definitely not.
One day I was down
no,
at
now
the
you...
stone pond eating rock bread.
Shut up! No. You remind me of my son that I hate, and he is no longer with us.
A different son?
No, the same son. He reminds me of my son that I love.
Oh, well, thank you, Bev.
And I don't know where he went, but I know where that other one went.
Did he pass on to the great beyond?
The one that you remind me of, Carl?
No, the one that Henry reminds you of.
The one that Henry reminds me of, Cliff. No, I killed him.
Oh, my God.
You killed your son, Cliff?
I killed him.
What happened?
Well, it was a day a lot like today, and he wouldn't listen to me.
So hot.
So hot. When is it not hot?
In the wintertime.
Even in the winter, it's pretty warm here. And I was trying to get through to him, and he wasn't listening to me, a lot like what you're doing right now.
What?
I drank a whole bunch. Yeah, exactly. This is what I'm saying. Henry, is that your name?
Yes.
Yeah, you remind me of my son Cliff, and I hate him.
Who you killed.
Who I killed.
So you drank a bunch.
I drank a bunch, and I got worked up, and he didn't listen to me. And I got out my rifle...
Just like the one you're holding now.
Just like the same one I'm holding now. In fact, it's the same gosh darn rifle I had that night. Well, I beat the living daylights out of him. I buried him in the backyard. End of that story. And then his brother caught me, the one that I love and I miss.
And he skipped town because you killed his brother.
He won't speak to me. Oh. And that's the last I heard of him.
Are we the first people that you've told about this?
Yeah. It actually feels great to get it off my chest.
Well, hey, it sounds like you were just trying to do the hardest job in the world.
Being a mom.
So now I'm on my own.
That's tough. Well, if you want some company tonight, Henry and I would love a night out of the box. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, we could be great company to you.
Or not.
Henry.
I'd really only like to have Sven you back to my place, but I take it you're a package deal, huh?
Oh, unless you want to take the chains off.
No, that's not happening.
Can I at least... I'm the only one with a neck shackle. Can I have that removed?
No, that's not getting removed. Thank you for asking. That was the first question that you've asked that's made sense.
Thanks for being honest.
Yeah, honest Bev.
Is that what you want us to call you?
Nah, just Bev, but honesty's one of my characteristics. At least I like to think so.
One of mine is really round ears.
Okay. Yeah, that's... I'm going to tighten that frickin' neck shackle.
Thanks for the soup, Coach Bev.
It's not Coach, it's just Bev.
Thanks for the soup, Honest Bev.
Okay, it's just Bev, and you're welcome. Do you need me to feed you?
If you're willing.
Yes, I'd like to feed you.
Thank you.
Both of you.
Okay. I spilled on myself.
Let me go. You know what? I've got some old bibs from when my sons were babies. I'm going to strap those on you first.
I'd offer to help, but my hands are still chained up.
Yeah, I know they are. Because I chained them like that, okay? Mm-hmm. So I know they're chained together like that. I know that you're chained to your buddy.
Yeah.
Okay?
We're not really buddies, Boss Pev. We're more friends. Okay.
That's the same thing.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Synonym.
Okay. Well, here comes the airplane. Yeah, good boy.
And now the other hangar is ready for a flight.
All right, here you go. Here's a little bit for you.
Is this potato leek, Bev? This is excellent.
It is potato leek, yes. I put it on the stove this morning before I left for work, and I left it on all day. And now it tastes awesome.
Yeah, that was great. It's slow cooking.
Yeah.
Do you think, you know what is the slowest cooking food of all?
What's that, Henry?
Turtle soup.
Duh, thought you were going to say rocks. Turtle soup, that was stupid.
Could I have some cornbread, please, Bev?
Yes. Open up. Yeah, that's a good boy.
Can I have some cornbread, too?
Shut up.
That's excellent.
That's really good, isn't it?
It's very good.
Yeah, hey. I made that as well.
Hey, what is corn used to make toast with?
What?
Cornbread.
That was... you need to shut up.
Could I have some butter on mine, Bev, please?
Yeah, you know what, sweetie? You can. Let me get that for you since your hands are chained up to your friend.
Hey, you know what's better than bitter? It's butter.
Okay, you need to shut. I'm not. You need to shut up.
I saw that on a package.
Yeah, I'm
of butter.
Trying to have my dinner right now, and you're talking like a bumbling idiot.
I'm talking like they do on vaudeville.
Okay. One more thing like that, I'm gonna pour this hot soup right down your shirt. Don't look at me like that. All right, here's a little butter for that cornbread for you, Sven.
Mmm. Nice and thick and creamy. Is this from in town? Is this local?
It is local, yeah. It's from right in town.
Can I have some?
No. You guys sit here. I'm going to run upstairs and get your pajamas ready, okay?
Oh, thanks, Bev.
You're welcome.
We haven't changed clothes in days.
I know. I'm going to give you a little bath after supper, okay?
Oh.
Not you. Great. You're staying dirty. But Sven, I'm going to give you a little bath. You're going to have to sit on the John right next to the tub because you're chained together. But you're not going to be able to get in the tub. Okay?
Sounds great.
I'll say okay.
I'll be right back.
Sven, we got to get out of here.
Henry, what do you mean?
I don't like this. I feel weird about this situation.
Henry, what is your problem? Okay, we're in a nice house. We're eating a nice meal.
I had one bite of soup.
And
she's not even... No one's even laughing at my jokes.
Henry, are we here to crack people up? Or are we here to get some food and survive? She's got a change of clothes for us upstairs, Henry. And I bet dollars to donuts our belongings are here somewhere, too.
Donuts.
Ah, there's my sweet boy. You ready for your bath?
Yes, please.
Not you! There's my sweet boy. You ready for your bath?
That's me.
Yep. All right, grab my hand.
Okay.
Not you.
Okay.
Up we go.
Oh, it's warm.
Yeah. Heat rises. It's warmer up here. All right, there's the tub. Mind if I slip those little pants off you?
Oh, no problem.
All right.
I'll help.
No, you. What is wrong with you? I keep wanting to call you Cliff like my stupid son.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, God!
Oh, this is really hot water.
Yeah. Is it too hot, sweetheart?
No, it's just right.
I could spit in it to make it colder.
Okay, no, you can't. If you spit in that tub, I'm going to hit you with the back of my hand.
I already spit in it.
Ow! Ah.
That felt good. Yeah. I'm going to tighten that little neck shackle on you.
I spit a little bit.
Yeah, now you get over here, Sven. Let me get a little bit of this water down your back.
Yeah, can you shampoo my hair, Bev?
Oh, I'd love to.
This is nice.
Yeah, I haven't given a bath in a while, and I quite like it myself.
I hope Carl's somewhere getting a bath, too. Oh.
Sure he is.
And what do you think Cliff is doing right now?
Probably rotting in hell.
Or maybe he's a famous vaudeville star. Like I might be someday.
All right. You ready to climb out of
knock,
the tub?
Knock, knock.
What?
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
Let us in the tub also.
That, no.
Well, I'm all done. Looks like that water's pretty dirty. You wouldn't want to get in there anyway, Henry.
I'll take a drink, though.
Actually, yeah, that's right. You will. Let me get you a cup of that old dirty tub water.
No,
yeah, you're going to drink that now. You make a joke like that, and you're going to follow through on it. Chug a lug, my friend.
Whoa, that's not a cup. That's a boot.
Yeah, it's my old boot. I wore that all day today.
Oh, I think there was a scorpion in it.
Yeah, well, you're going to have another one. Where'd that smile go that you've been wearing around on your face all day?
I'm sorry, here it is.
Ow! Yeah, that's what I thought. You getting dried off?
Yeah, I'm all toweled off. This is really plush stuff.
Yeah, I know. Right here are your jammies.
Ooh, a onesie.
Yeah.
It'd be fun for us both to have jammies.
Nope. I've only got one set in there for my buddy Sven over there.
If I wasn't taking the bath, how come I had to be stripped naked?
Because if your friend is, then you are. As you guys said earlier, you're a team or a duo or whatever you called yourselves.
We're partners.
Partners. So if Sven loses his clothes, you lose your clothes too.
I'm tired.
I'm cold.
Good.
Can you tuck us in, Bev?
Yes. I'd love to. Did you have a good day today?
Yeah.
Not you.
Bev, I gotta tell you, the morning started off pretty bad, but then someone came into my life today. Someone wonderful and caring.
Oh, yeah, the stone cat.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Bev, Henry. Bev, thank you so much. You've been so kind.
You are welcome.
My mom left my dad when I was a young kid, and so I'd never been cared for before. So this has been really great for me.
Cool. Well, it's been nice for me, too.
Can you tuck the blankets in around my body and tell us a story?
Oh, sure.
Will you tell a story about two brave inventors who are both loved by their mom?
A story. Let me see here. What's a good story? All right, there's these two stupid inventors.
What were their names?
Ren and Benry. And, they claimed to have invented something that I'm pretty sure was just taking some rocks and giving it to some kids. And they chewed on it, and they lost their teeth. And then one of them died.
Which one?
Benry. And he died because this old big old woman kicked the crap out of him one night in his sleep.
That sounds like a peaceful way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, he slept right through it in this story. He had a smile that he never took off his face until that evening in his sleep when a woman by the name of Deb just pummeled him right to death.
I like this story because I identify with the woman character.
Well, you're not supposed to. And then there's the sweet one, Ren. He ended up moving in with Deb.
Did they live happily ever after?
More or less, yeah.
I like this story.
As happy as Deb could be.
She sounds tough.
Yeah, she's tough as nails. She takes no baloney from anybody. So I just made that saying up right now.
I like it.
So anywho, I think I'm going to get myself ready for bed after I get you tucked in here.
Okay, do you need me to give you a bath?
That's disgusting. No, thank you, Benry. I mean Henry.
Benry is the guy from the story who got murdered by Deb.
Bingo. All right, Sven. You sleep tight, all right?
All right, Bev. Have sweet dreams.
Okay, yeah, I will. You too.
Thank you.
And I'll stay up and try and capture the Tooth Fairy.
Jesus. All right, yeah, you stay up all night.
Sven.
Yeah, Henry?
Do you think there was something familiar about that story?
No. I think it was totally original.
Well, I think she was ripping it off from a movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, we can talk to her about it tomorrow and see if we can go see that movie.
You know I can hear you boys, right?
Sorry, Bev.
Lights out.
Good night, Sven.
Good night, Henry.
Good night, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
How did my boys sleep?
I didn't get a lot of sleep.
I had a great night's sleep. Thank you, Bev.
You're welcome. That's what I like to hear.
Good morning. Do we have to go back to the chain gang now?
You know what? I'll give you guys the day off.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
I gotta go in. I'm gonna work a little bit today, but I want to let you guys go ahead and sleep in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Oh, have a great day. We can't wait till we can see you again.
Yeah, but get done what you need to get done, you know? It doesn't feel good to leave work for the day and you haven't.
Coming from someone who doesn't work. Yeah. Bye, sweet boy.
Bye-bye.
Not you.
Bye, Mom.
It's Bev.
Sorry. Bye, Bev.
Bye, boys.
Goodbye, Bev.
Don't go.
Okay, she's gone. Sven, we gotta figure out how to get out of here.
Henry, what do you mean, get out of here?
We gotta leave.
Leave? Why?
Henry, help me put my clothes on.
Henry, listen, you don't want to do anything to make Bev upset, okay? So how about you stay naked, we sleep in for a couple more hours, and get ready for dinner when she comes back?
She probably won't feed me. I don't want to drink more bath water. Well, lift your arm so I can slip a sleeve over these chains.
Henry, you are so selfish.
Now the other one.
You are so selfish. We have and so self-centered. I mean, what do you want, the moon, Henry? We have food on the table, a bathroom with a tub, and a John, indoor plumbing, Henry, and clothes. What more do we want here?
Well, maybe I could just leave.
Henry, we're partners, and we're chained together. So if I stay, you stay. And she'll warm up to you, Henry, I did.
Do you think I could have the bed tonight?
Oh, yes. Fine. We'll share it tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If Bev hits me, will you not smile at least?
No. I can't help it because she does what I've always wanted to do, Henry.
Will you at least help me turn around that hippo knick-knack on the shelf? It was looking at me all night.
We can do it right now.
You're a good friend.
You're a great friend, Henry. Here, I'll help you with your pants.
Thank you. Ow!
Welcome home, Bev. How was work?
It was a doozy today. It was hot as ever out there. Tell you what I could use is a drink.
Yeah, me too.
I wouldn't mind something to wet my own whistle.
All right. Get you another boot of bath water.
No.
Well, it's not up to you, Henry. I've got this bottle of whiskey that you and I could get into, Sven.
Sounds good to me, Beth. Let's let her hair down.
Here's a glass for you, glass for me.
I'll cup my palms together.
Go. Give you a little dribble.
Thank you.
Glasses up.
To you, Bev.
To Bev.
To Bev.
Two more. Glasses up.
Can I have... really putting it away.
Yeah.
Henry, can you do me a favor and not talk while we're doing this?
I'm going to go right out of the bottle on this one.
You know, I find that after a hard day, long in the sun, there's nothing that takes the edge off like a good drink. So here's to you, Bev, our wonderful proprietor.
To Bev.
To Bev.
Bev, the most wonderful mom a grown man could ask for.
Yeah, to Bev.
To Bev. Bev, Bev, Bev.
Oh, you got a little dribbling.
Bev.
A little dribbling down your chin. Let me get that for you.
Thank you.
I'll get it.
No.
No, you can't.
Harry, don't. To Bev, the most wonderful cook of food I've ever eaten before.
To Bev.
Bev.
To Bev.
To the cleanest house.
To Bev.
To the most greased gun. To the best made Bev. To the warmest Beth.
Bev.
To Bev.
To the warmest Bev.
To the warmest Bev a mom could mom.
Bev.
You guys getting tired?
That's hitting me like a ton of bricks.
Bricks starts with B and so does Bev. So Bev. Bev.
To Bev.
Beverly.
Ooh.
Is your name short for Beverly?
Yeah.
I'll just fluff some pillows.
That heat is getting to me. I think it's the heat kind of sucked the life out of
I'll blow in your face.
Bev.
A wood-burning stove heats the house and makes the living room warm.
I'll turn up the stove a little bit.
Get out of my face, Henry. I'm going to suck you right in the eye.
Excuse me.
Henry's stupid. Stupid dumb.
Get a couple blankies. Put them on you.
Bev. Bev. Mistress of the house.
Tell you guys a little bedtime story.
I'll tell you one, Henry. Shut up. Shut your mouth.
Once upon a time, there was a man named Wren and his mom, Deb. And they had...
I know this story.
A handsome little well-dressed goat. And his name was Benry. And he was the most courageous
goats
beast.
Goats don't dress up. You can't put clothes on goats.
In all of the bridge. And one night, Wren and Deb took a little nap.
To Bev.
Bev.
To Bev. But this little goat had a trick up his sleeve. And when he had found the key that was in the drawer behind the bottle opener, he unlocked the shackles on his little goat wrist. And he unlocked the shackles on the wrist of Wren. And he hefted Wren's body up onto his back. He went over to the table, wrote a note to Deb, thanking her for the hospitality. Then went to the door. Started running for his life.
What? Henry, what's happening? What are we doing?
Shh. Go to sleep, Ren. Sven.
Where's Bev?
Go back to sleep.
Where's Bev?
We're just going for a little run. Shh.
Where are we going?
Shh. Good night. Don't worry about it.
This is night. You have a nice back.
Thanks.
Where's Bev? Where are we going?
We're just going.
Henry, I'm sorry, but I'm so sorry. I was so mean.
Don't be sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, you're going to be even meaner in a little while. Go back to sleep.
Henry, you mean everything to me. I couldn't think of being without you.
Thanks, Sven.
You know when I said that your head was a cookie jar?
Yeah.
It's a jar I want to put my hand in all the time.
Sven, you're going to make me cry. Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
My boys! My boys! Hey, my boys! Henry! Sven! My boys! Where are my boys? My boys! Where are my boys? Boys! Where are my boys? Sven! Boys! My boys.
Bubble Boys, created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode written and performed by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer with Blair Beacon. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys and listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes. Love us, hate us, just let us know it.
If I sleep naked, do you think the Tooth Fairy will get mad if she sees me?
Henry, you haven't lost a tooth yet.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you starting to regret that you didn't let us in the tub?
It's a big tub for a big boy.